Kiss, and I'm not sure why. I just was in that mood.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
For holding back, that is.
You wouldn't mind having a kiss from me.
As long as you're in Boston and I'm in Washington, D.C., and it comes through the microphone, yeah, no problem.
Wait a minute, here's a real man. Jack Stockwell, the doctor of chiropractic, who joins us every week at this time for advice on how to take care of your body and your health. He is an upper cervical NUCCA doctor, N-U-C-C-A. People... This has got to be something that's the most frustrating thing in the world for you, Jack, because people don't know what it is still.
Well, it's, you know, it's usually when you look about or learn about some profession that you haven't particularly experienced, it's usually easy to just fall into a default mode where you lump them all together as the same thing. And, I mean, not all dentists are the same, not all MDs are the same, not all lawyers are the same, and certainly not all chiropractors are the same.
Right.
So, you know, and I focus in an area of the body that controls the balancing mechanisms from the head to the feet, which is why I see more low back pain and more sciatica down the leg or legs than I would see neck pain, actually, mm-hmm. because there's more people suffering from low back pain than upper back pain.
All right, I have mm-hmm. a compliment for you.
Yes, sir.
My chiropractor here in Massachusetts that I've seen since the 1980s, normally when I go see him, it's when I've got aches, pains, and things that I know because I stepped off of a sidewalk or I've fallen off of the track, whatever it is. He said to me when I visited him a couple of weeks ago that I was in the best shape I'd been in for years.
As far as alignment is concerned.
As far as alignment is concerned.
Right.
Oh, well, why do you clarify that? How do you know he doesn't mean the best shape possible? Actually, I am in.
No. He was referring to.
And so Jack treated me. Actually, I think you only got at me a couple times this past winter. Whatever it is, as much the thing that shocked me is with the sort of stress that I've been through, you would think that it would have a negative impact on my body, the skeletal and the muscular or whatever, but it doesn't seem to have.
You're right about that, Doug, because stress really is a killer.
Awful.
And stress, and when you bring stress and fatigue, mm-hmm. if you're worried about money, and you got to push yourself till the sun goes down
yep.
to make enough money to cover the bills that day. That is a one-way street with no return.
But I mean, we all know that if you're running at both ends and you're all day and you know, that's going to have an effect on you. But what about just your muscles tightening up and being tense all day?
Yeah, your neck and your shoulders,
and you're just
just all tightened up. By the way, the Salon Pause is good for that, relaxing the pain and stuff there. But there are other things that people would prescribe, if you will, going to a chiropractor. But in Jack's case, because he's so specific and deals with only about 300 other folks around the country who have this designation, just with your neck. And I think what I'm saying with the compliment is that because you did a good job aligning my neck, that the rest of my body isn't crying out for help as it often does, especially after I've had a moderately sedentary couple of months on the West Coast in the wintertime, come back and jump on the tractor and get to work on the farm. It usually, you know, I've got aches and pains. This year I haven't had them.
Well, excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. So in a moment, we want to report to you on four surgeries that you ought not to have done, or at least you ought to think twice about before you go under the knife for any or all of these surgeries. There is so much unnecessary surgery performed in our country because
there's
money.
According to who?
Unnecessary according to doctors who
look at it. Your doctor with that Mercedes payment says it's not unnecessary.
No, of course he's happy to get his money out of you.
No, but the medical societies of Europe keep looking at us and wondering what in the world are we thinking over here? Not just surgeries, but the overuse of antibiotics as well.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right, so we'll talk about that in a moment. Jack Stockwell is here. You might want to check out his website. You can go, you'll find him in the contributors box at DougStephan.com. Connects you directly to his website, JackStockwell.com. Coming up on 13 past the hour here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey, parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hurry into the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags. No matter your dog's life stage, breed size, or specific need, PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers to help you find the right nutrition for your dog. Don't miss these 4th of July deals, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
O'Reilly. Shop dollar-stretching deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts and find big savings on gallon sizes of conventional high mileage or full synthetic motor oils while supplies last. We're closing out gallons to make room for 5-quart containers, so hurry in for super low prices during dollar-stretching deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's hope so. Speaking of insurance, insurance companies paying for all four of these surgeries. They are very expensive, and the doctors are happy to perform them because they make money. And Dr. Ken, I think, would probably agree with you, Jack, that most of these are not necessary, especially stents. Stents are tiny mesh tubes that surgeons use to prop open your arteries to carry the blood to your heart. If you're having a heart attack, a stent can be a lifesaver for sure. But for people who have, let's say, stable angina, some doctors say, this, by the way, comes about as a result of stress. We were talking about that. It's not better at preventing a heart attack than anything else. More important, survival is probably wrapped around lifestyle changes, not somebody sticking that stent. This review suggests that 500,000 stents are implanted every year that don't need to be. Sanjay Gupta at CNN did this study. Yeah. So 500,000, how many do they do of these? They must do a couple million of them if 500,000.
Yeah, really.
My God.
Well, they tried to do one on my mother here about a month ago.
Really?
And
how'd you stop them?
Well, she fainted in the restaurant. I've never seen this before. You know, she's knocking on 80.
Yeah.
And she fainted in the store, in the restaurant, and the emergency room was right around the corner. And I said, you know, Mom, and I think it was the other reasons as to why this happened. It was just hot. It was stuffy, and she was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that a 15-year-old choir kid in the back row of the stands in a choir who locked their legs long enough, they're going to pass out and faint.
Sure.
So we go over there. After 2.5 days in the hospital, the bill's $29,000. They've done all the tests that they can possibly do, including an angiogram, a new procedure up through the arm rather than through the groin and the iliac artery. And they look at her heart, and her heart blood vessels are just fine because she's been doing what I've told her to do now for the last 20 years, nutritionally and with supplements to feed the heart, because angina, or angina, depending on what school you went to, is nothing more than just a Charlie horse in the heart. And if you give the heart what it needs, those things will go, oh, just like your thigh muscles, calf muscles can have a Charlie horse, so can your heart. And they're very easy to deal with nutritionally. So after 29,000 in 2.5 days, and they went up through the radial artery in her arm, up into the heart, and looked around and said, oh, you know, she doesn't need a stent. There's other research before Sanjay Gupta came along and showed that if you took a couple of people that they thought needed stents in their mid-50s, because they've been watching this for a long time, yep. And after 20 years, the one guy got the stent, the other guy didn't, the one guy that got the stent might average a week or two of longer life than the other one that went through all of that expense. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks. So, yeah, lifestyle change and some nutritional support for the heart is about all it needs to do. I'm not a cardiologist. I'm certainly not a thoracic cardiac surgeon, but I have a lot of patients I take care of for other reasons who also suffer from cardiac problems.
Yeah.
And when I can get them on some proper heart-supporting nutrition within as little as 30 to 60 days, complete turnaround. They're up and moving around and they're active again without that chest pain.
Very good. All right, so there's the way to get around a stent. Another oft-performed surgery that is unnecessary is spinal fusion.
Oh,
surgeon places bone grafts that weld two or more vertebrae together. I was told I needed to have it because my L5 is gonzo, and I consulted with a South African who is the best in the world, and he told me if I had an operation, I would risk more than you could possibly imagine messing around down there. And so stay the heck away from it. Here's a guy who's the best at this in the world. And he said there are 30 to 40,000 of these performed in America unnecessarily every year. Medicaid pays, so let's go do it.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, that particular surgery is addressing the symptom only, not the underlying cause of the problem,
yeah.
Which is why almost invariably 3 to 5 years later, you're back under the knife again because the real problem was not taken care of.
Yep.
And then, of course, you always risk the anesthetic shock and infections and other kinds of problems that go with it. When some good chiropractic care
yep.
and some follow-up
therapy. Acupuncture and chiropractic fixed my – I mean, I still know it, and I know I have to be careful. The other day, Donald, one of the guys in the farm, and I lifted some weight, about 500 pounds, the two of us, and he always says to me, you do it because you're stronger than I am, and I am, but I'm also smart enough not to lift things with my back. Anymore, you lift them with your leg.
Precise
legs.
Yep.
Not more of a little.
You know,
when I
was in chiropractic school, Doug, one of the most fascinating photographs I ever saw were a couple of these Chinese neurosurgeons, mm-hmm. obviously from China, who had right. come to Palmer College where I went to learn chiropractic.
Yep.
And one of them showed me a photograph one day of a fellow who was awake. His back was open under surgery. And he had what I swear had to have been several hundred, if not a thousand, acupuncture needles in him that completely anesthetized the pain.
Wow.
He couldn't feel a thing. And one of these, and I asked him, well, if you're so effective at that, so you can get past anesthetic shock, what are you doing over here? And he said, if we've learned anything, the back was never intended to be opened up.
Hey. Hi.
Wow.
Let's see. We have time for one more. Knee arthroscopy for osteoarthritis. They love. My sister had this done to her last week. 178 patients a day around the country get
yep.
this. Don't
yep.
need it.
The most canceled surgery in my office is knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
With even bone-on-bone degeneration. People with tears in their eyes. My surgeon says, if I don't get this done now, I will be in a wheelchair. And I said, wait a second. Give me 2 weeks and watch what happens. The most canceled, it's simply a misalignment problem. And as you bring the body back into alignment, the thigh bone will twist back to its proper position on the shin bone and stop that uneven joint erosion.
All right. So there they are. Another thing that doctors say is unnecessary when they study this stuff is a hysterectomy.
And oh, boy.
Many of
oh
them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. So we'll save that.
We'll save that for next week.
Hi, Jack Stockwell. Check out jackstockwell.com on Good Days 21 After.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Voice last night. Here's Dia Frampton and Blake Shelton performing Won't Back Down.
Very cool version. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
I don't like her voice, though.
You could send me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I keep this world from dragging me down, but I stand my ground.
All right.
And you won't back down.
Dia Frampton, Blake Shelton. Next up. Blake Shelton and Brad Paisley. What?
I'm going to interrupt you. Let's do the one before that. I didn't see that sitting there. It would be very cool.
Probably did that already.
No,
Love
he did
is
not.
The Battlefield?
No.
Oh, the coaches?
Under Pressure. The coaches. All of the coaches singing Under Pressure from Queen.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be CeeLo, Christina Aguilera, Blake Shelton, and Adam Levine.
Pressure pushing down on me. Pressing down. People on the streets.
Why?
Yeah, not doing much for me.
No. All right, let's go back to the... I don't know why Blake Shelton and Brad Paisley sang. Let's
well,
go to...
Blake Shelton is one of the judges. Brad Paisley, obviously, one of his country singing buddies.
Yeah. Right, you want to try a shot of this? Don't
sure.
drink the water?
Yeah, we can try it.
All right, go ahead.
Jennifer
26 after Jennifer be loving this. Jennifer Horn not here today and tomorrow. Doug is here. Andrea Metcalf will join us in the winner's circle tomorrow to help us through the morning. Right now we're reviewing some voices from The Voice last night.
Empty house, empty rooms, empty bottle of Patron.
I like it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Go out, but not around here. There ain't nowhere we haven't gone. There's this travel agent that I know that says Cozumel's real nice. And so he got me a deal on fire and a room and a little bit of free advice. Don't drink the water.
very good. I like
not
that.
Bad at all. Yeah. All right, here's Javier Colon.
Cologne.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I guess.
Like men's cologne?
Yes.
Performing an original song called Stitch by
Blue
Stitch.
And black,
I don't like it already. Right, let's go to the next. This is too slow. We want to get some energy here, Richie. Beverly McClellan performed on The Voice, a song by, original song called Love Sick.
Bad time that almost took me.
What do you think of her voice?
She's got this very raspy, very... But she can belt it out.
Yeah. You see me at my worst. Better me would have chosen you first. I'm turning it around because I got to let you down now. Should have never given up.
All right, noise, screaming. Vicky Martinez performs Afraid to Sleep from the show last night. Blake Shelton said she was inspiring after listening to this. Christina said she is a dynamic performer. Is she out front?
It's so quiet, I turn the TV on. Lived in a show together. Remember we painted the walls. Now time doesn't stand still, though it crawls, it crawls.
All right, pretty interesting. All right, some of this stuff is good, some of it is bad. Thought you'd like to hear a little of it on the Good Day program, 28 after the hour.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Stop by Ace this July 4th weekend and save over 30% on a canopy chair, now just $19.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or save up to 60% on a Craftsman 104-piece mechanics tool set, or save over 30% on a 9-gallon wet dry vac, each just $39.99. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating Ace stores July 1st through 4th.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is
Additional
coming!
Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
How do we celebrate summer? Saving money with e-values.
Member Nicole Recker on the Sam's Club e-value saving celebration. June 29th through July 4th, save on top of already low Sam's Club prices, like $50 off a Samsung 40-inch LED TV,
$2 off artisan fresh chicken sausage, $1 off seedless watermelon,
and more. Not a member? Join June 29th through July 4th. Get the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. E-values at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, all cargo carriers on sale at their lowest prices of the season, starting at just $69.99. Plus, save on all tires, including mail-in rebates with a purchase of 4 Michelin or Goodyear tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/30.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings, or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You are at coming up on 34 past the hour.
I am.
You are.
That's right. It's right. 26 for the new hour.
And
Dutch Kevin's Good
Boston,
Day program.
Massachusetts.
I am. Well, I'm in Framingham.
Right.
Going to Boston to visit a cruise ship in a couple of hours.
Ooh.
Because we're going to take listeners on a cruise in February with lots of little ins and outs, shall we say, on the cruise. Some interesting things. We'll have more about that right after, I think, the holiday weekend. Where's the holiday? Where's the holiday? It's here.
In February?
July 4th. We're going to be on the cruise in February.
I like that.
Yes. All right. So, story about this old guy, not in the best of shape, working out in the gym. He spotted a very attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
Went over to the trainer and said, what was the guy's name was Al. Hey, Al, what machine here should I use to impress that sweet-looking lady over there? And Al turned around without even thinking about it, looked up and said, try the ATM in the lobby. Oh, God bless people. All right, let's get to our email, Richie. Lots
email.
Of hot stuff. Email. You know, email.
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 We get
a lot of email.
Agenda go ding dong.
Ding dong.
Here's your mail today.
All right, so Tom Cool. You think that's really his name? Come on.
Tom Cool. Radio guy. Let me guess. Radio guy.
He said when people send me stuff like this, I have to wonder if they're even on the same planet as I am. He says, the war that you are always foolishly promoting helps to make us lose our freedom.
That you, as
yeah,
a Dutch Stefan, are always foolishly promoting?
Right.
Since when?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
That would be Jennifer.
Yeah. People like you are trying to promote the war to increase our loss of freedom. We were talking about the Patriot Act and the war.
Wait. Read the top of this email and see if it's addressed to Doug Steffen.
It's from Tom Cool to Doug at DougSteffen.com.
Wow.
So Tom doesn't listen to the program particularly well.
Tom Cool, but he's Tom Cool.
I'm not promoting. I want everybody to come home from Afghanistan
That's
tomorrow.
Funny.
everybody to get out of Iraq except the necessary people to help them put the rest of the pieces back together again. Yeah, I don't want to
reconstruct.
You're the
biggest good pansy out there in radio.
Thank you very much, Rich. Here's, let's see here.
Can't we all just get along?
Yep. Here's somebody named Rockmore. Children are trained to recite the pledge. This is last week when we had the two issues about, was it? It sort of spilled over in the weekend news chat shows, I think, didn't it? Other than Michelle Bachman's gaffes. This is right there. It was a seven in heaven thing in New York, and then the Pledge of Allegiance, NBC leaving out Under God. Mm-hmm. So this fellow says, children are trained to recite the pledge, and the words mean nothing. How many watching that golf tournament actually knew the words to the pledge themselves? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Some people put indivisible before under God. I don't know why, but at any rate, this fellow says, America is a place where one can or cannot believe in God, established this country to have freedom of or from religion. As children, we are indoctrinated to say the Pledge of Allegiance. So,
indoctrinated.
Does that bother you to say the Pledge of Allegiance? Do other countries,
no, I love saying it.
Do other countries have pledges of allegiance, one way or the other?
I'm sure they do. Yeah. You know what? The one thing, and we can't play it here, but the Red Skelton version of the Pledge of Allegiance, where he stops after every single sentence and says what it means.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
John Wayne has an edition of it.
He does.
I'm not sure if addition is the right word. Richie, can we take a moment of pause from our reading some of our email from all of our friends who send Doug and Doug Steffen. Doug, we used to go through the Facebook stuff every day as well. We've been talking. We had a conversation with Jack Stillwell in the last half hour about
Stockwell.
What'd I say?
Stillwell.
You know, that's the name of a farmer I'm trying to do some business with.
Is
on
really?
My mind. Yeah. Sorry about that. Jack Stockwell, for heaven's sakes. Stillwell, his name is Ben.
Let's take a pause. Here we go.
Farming.
Okay.
Okay. Now, so Jack Stockwell and I and Richie were talking about unnecessary operations. And one of the things that we mentioned was the stint, according to Sanjay Gupta, about 500,000 of these performed a year more than are necessary. And so Joyce, who's in Cathedral City, California, called to tell us that she had a stint in her heart. So, Joyce, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And, Doug, I love your show.
We love you, too.
You're great. And, Dr. Kim, honey, it was many years ago. First, I had angioplasty. I used to run 9-minute miles.
Wow.
And then,
wow.
And, yes, I'm very active. And then when I moved to the desert, and I started having problems again. I'm very hard to diagnose. And my doctor gave me an angiogram, and he gave me the angioplasty. And not so long ago, he gave me another angioplasty, angiogram, because I wasn't feeling great. Mm-hmm. And he looked at the stent, and he said, it looks all right. But I'm very hard to diagnose.
Well,
so, I don't know.
You may be one of the ones who benefits from this, and the point is that a lot of people don't benefit. It's just done because of the way of making money. And I think
some people. I really don't know if I've benefited because I still have pains in my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
what we're going to do. If you want to hold on for a minute, we'll get Dr. Ken in a minute or two, and you can ask him directly. How's that for a deal?
Oh, I thought it was talking to Dr. Ken.
No, you're talking to Dr. Doug. I practice without a license. Dr. Ken has a license.
Oh,
all right?
Doug, I think you're great. I really do. Doug, what cruise ship are you going on?
Hey, Fran, what cruise ship are we going on? All right, hold on a second. Tracy, I'm only going to tell you if you promise to come with us. How's that for a deal?
I would love to.
What's the name of the cruise ship that we're going on? But she's going to look it up. All right. You hold on. Joyce will answer both of your questions. What's the name of the cruise ship? And Dr. Ken is going to talk to you about the stint in your heart. All right. So don't go away. Hold on just a second. Full service radio. You know how
there
the best morning radio programs were the full service radio programs talking about the news and the weather, the traffic together, what sort of things the day may begin. And also the connections, the email connections. Here's Bill, who talks about the pyramids.
Ooh.
I love talking about the pyramids. We talk about them from time to time. But the last time we talked about them was during the Egyptian uprising, right?
Yes, and you told us that they were really small.
Yeah, well, they aren't as big as you think they are, and they're closer to town. You think they're in the middle of the desert someplace. They aren't. Is it possible to get inside of them? I went a number of years ago, and I found it was a downward, narrow, and shallow slope to get into them. There was nothing more than a chamber to see. It was still very cool. It's always amazed me that the ancient things around the world were built so well so many years ago with lights already installed. That's forward thinking. They installed the lights before they were built. Yeah, of course they did.
And with only humans carrying the stones.
The blocks up and down. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Think about those guys getting those big rocks up to the top of that pyramid.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yep.
No
crazy stuff. Nope, none of that. All right, let's see here. Time for one or two more. I'm getting the information, Joyce, on the ship. Hold on a second. Dear Doug, this is from Barbara B. in New Mexico, Richie.
Okay.
I have a friend who was shot in the head two times while a cheerleader at games in Europe. She was hospitalized for a year. Mm. Now at 40, the only handicap she has is she drags her left leg when she walks. She has full use of her arms, has no speech problem. The only thing I notice is that she does not have a lot of patience. The reason that I talked about that is that there were pictures of Gabby, Gabrielle Giffords. I think it was yesterday or the weekend.
Yeah, last
week. Yeah, wasn't that it? So, yeah. And a lot of people think they've found examples of, where this sort of thing has happened. Name of the ship is? Princess. It's one of the Princess Cruise Line ships. All right, that's as much as we know. They may be going to build a brand new ship just for me. They're going to call it the SS Doggeroo.
Yeah.
How's that? Huh? And I'm not bringing Charlotte on the cruise. That's probably the only thing that I won't be able to bring. I'll bring whatever
else I can. Poor Charlotte,
get
left.
That's all right. So anyway, Dr. Ken in a moment, Richie. We'll get to Dr. Ken and find out what this lady needs to know about her stint as a public service. Also, you're going to find out the most sedentary U.S. city, plus Dr. Ken's usual daily dose of important medical information, all up next here on the Good Day program.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Lemmy, the Digital Doctor. 3D is coming to the small screen. Not that one. Think smaller. On June 24th, Sprint is releasing both the HTC Evo 3D, the first glasses-free 3D 4G mobile device, and the HTC Evo View 4G, which brings the best of the Evo experience to a tablet. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy of Sprint 4G with more.
These two gadgets are quickly going to be must-haves. The HTC Evo 3D lets you take and view 3D pictures and video in 3D and share these at 4G speeds and no glasses needed. And the HTC Evo View 4G is the first 4G tablet on the market, allowing you to browse the web, including flash-enabled sites, at fast mobile speeds.
To learn more about 4G and the new devices, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who bring you Salon Pause, which is a wonderful way. It's a healing, I guess, in a manner of speaking, Ken, isn't it? The things where you get rid of pain, doesn't that allow you to heal yourself? Because if you're in pain, that means there's action going on, muscles are breaking down or something, and doesn't the relief of the pain help your muscles to rebuild?
Absolutely. The release of pain helps your whole body heal itself. And they're lining up in my office coming to get these samples that we mentioned over the weekend for these pain patches, the first FDA-approved pain patch. There's two types, one for arthritis, one for pain. They work. They won't upset your stomach. They go right to the source. And everybody who I've given one out to is so happy, big smiles on their faces. I recommend you try it.
All right, special deal to listeners of Good Day. Get a free sample of Salon Pause and a valuable coupon by going to drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. Click on the Salon Pause button. It is a very, very strong way to get the right kind of relief. As a matter of fact, if you're in pain right now, stop by your local Walgreens, pick up a 5-count box of Salon Pause, but better yet, get some free Salon Pause at drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. We have an ongoing conversation with a lady. You may or may not have heard us earlier talking about operations that are not necessary, Ken. And one of them not always necessary. It isn't that they aren't sometimes necessary, but I think you and I have talked about this before, how there are more open-heart surgeries performed and stents performed than perhaps may be necessary, right?
Well, you know, it's a tough one, but certainly we need to evaluate this. And, you know, there's, as we've talked about, what I think I've said is there's good and bad barrels everywhere in every profession.
All right. So here is Joyce, who is in California, has a stent in her heart, and she wanted to ask you a question, so I promised I'd keep her here so you could answer it. Go ahead, Joyce. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken, I admire you tremendously.
Oh, I'm glad somebody does.
Stop building up his ego and go ahead. Let's get to the question, Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi. I had a stent put in when I was about, I think, around 63 years old. And I'm very hard to diagnose because I used to run 9-minute miles. I don't get out of breath. And they put in they did angioplasty. Then not so long ago, I had a stent put in. But I'm still having pains in my chest occasionally.
So what's your question for Dr. Ken?
Well, this is the challenge, Joyce. You're wondering if you really needed that stent?
Yes, yes. Okay. Did I really? Because he examines it ever so often, and I don't know if it's silly or what, or what he should have done for me, because I still have problems.
Well, the first recommendation with stents, usually, although not always, usually we only like to put stents in because you're having symptoms. Because stents, unless they're put in more than one vessel, three vessels, or in one particular vessel, usually don't prolong lives. They just relieve symptoms. Medication and bypass surgery prolong lives. Stents are usually, except in the realm of a heart attack, just take care of symptoms, usually but not always. So now the thinking is that we only stent when you're having symptoms. Again, usually but not always. Now, chest discomfort, which is your symptom, unfortunately is not specific to the heart. It can be due to the stomach, the intestines, the gallbladder, the lungs, even the mind, the muscles, the bones. So my question is, did you have a stress test prior to your stenting to show that there was inadequate blood flow to the heart, or did you have a CTA of the coronaries?
Yes, right now they just gave me that blood flow test.
All right, you had what sounds like a nuclear stress test, and did they show inadequate blood flow?
No, now it's showing okay, so I guess
good
I'm
blood
all right.
Flow. So, Joyce, you're...
I have a very good doctor here now.
Yes. Before your stent, quick question. Before your stent, did you have a stress test that was abnormal, showed inadequate blood flow?
Physical stress test. A bike and
Before the stent was put in...
I'm never out of breath.
Joyce, before the stent was put in, was the stress test abnormal?
What kind of stress test?
Any kind of stress test. Before the stent.
No. It's just that I don't think so because I never am out of breath.
Joyce, before you had the stent put in,
So I asked at the beginning of the conversation is, what's the question?
The stress test is normal now. It sounds like it's the chest pain's not from the heart.
All right. So that needs to get checked out with perhaps a different cardiologist.
But I can't tell if you really needed the stent because you're not answering my question about whether you had an abnormal stress test before the stent.
And we're out of time.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Time now is 54 past the hour. The theme from St. Elmo's Fire by John Parr from the movie of the same name that was number one during this week in 1985. What do you remember about this movie, Chucker?
I know it was very popular in my day. It's one of those 80 films that still has a strong following. Directed by Joel Schumacher, who's really gotten a bad rap because he did Batman and Robin and a lot of fans. Comic book fans never forgave him for that film, but he's a decent director. He did Falling Down with Michael Douglas. That's also a quality movie. He's done some really good work and some weak work, but I like St. Elmo's Fire a lot. It's been a pretty good movie.
All right, so there he is, the man who knows. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Moments.
He does, man.
He does. And his blog, Follow It, Chuck writes Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can connect to that by going to the contributors box at DougStephan.com with Chucker's picture. Click on that. And you can sign up. Let's get to our, I don't know how hard this is going to be. Well, we'll work it through and see if we can figure out which one of the movies, that's what's important here, which one of the movies are in question here as we play cut number one of three from this movie. It was number one during this week in 2003.
Not sure I deserve it.
Got it.
All right, Chucker, you got it?
I think I got it, yeah.
All right. 800-510-8255. Swell Doug Stephan Prize. If you did not figure out what this is the last time we did it, then you got a second chance. Revival time. Here's the second cut.
The second clip is going to sound exactly like the first clip.
That's probably true.
I may have deserved that.
Yeah.
Are they all the same? What's the next one?
Well, the third one, I think, will be, there's, yeah.
Anna Maria.
No.
No.
I suppose you didn't deserve that one either. No, that one I deserve.
Uh-huh. All right, there we go.
It's easy.
It is easy.
It's easy.
It's so
everybody
easy.
Everybody on the face of the planet saw this movie.
Yes. And if all they those. Didn't, they saw the next one and the next one and right. the next one. 800. 510. They're all the same movie. Right, Chucker? It's all the same movie. Just cut it up. 2 hours here, 2 hours there. What's the difference?
Here's your clue.
By being in Philadelphia, you're in today, out tomorrow. What?
But here's your clue.
Yes.
Keith Richards.
Okay. 800, that's not a clue.
Yes, it is.
No.
That's a pretty good clue.
Nah.
See?
That's more appropriate for the one that was out this summer than it is for this. Although, he is modeling his... Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
There you go.
800-510-8255 are the swell prize. If you would like to have it, you've never won before in Movie Moments, can identify that movie, help yourself. Chucker brings us some movie news.
All right, Doug. Big, big summer movie opens today. Transformers Dark of the Moon, the third installment in the Transformers franchise. You know, looking at the review is amazing. This is getting an either I love it or absolutely hate it reaction. But everybody does say that the 3D is the very best 3D since James Cameron's Avatar. I think for that reason alone, this is going to be, I'm going to predict, the highest grossing movie to come out this summer. They expect a $200 million five-day opening at least, which is a pretty good number. Now, going in this week, believe it or not, the highest grossing film so far this summer, the R-rated comedy The Hangover 2. That's really perplexing that a PG movie or PG-13 has not ruled the box office, but at this point has not been the case. Some other films opening from now until the end of the month of interest. Larry Crown, the new Tom Hanks movie, which co-stars Julia Roberts, that opens on Friday. Kevin James stars in the comedy The Zookeeper, which opens next week. I don't know if you have to pay to see this or they pay you to see it. Boy, I got to admit, it really does look embarrassing. Other films to open, Horrible Bosses with Jason Bateman. Two big films, I think, before the end of the month will be Cowboys and Aliens with Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig.
No, I can't wait for that.
And I think if there's one superhero movie to really break out, it's going to be Captain America. Which
Captain America. All right, is that enough?
That's all I got, Doug.
Rich, can I go to Safe College, Pennsylvania for the answer, or should I go to State College, Pennsylvania? Where should I go?
Try State College.
Joe, maybe in Safe College or State College? Hi, Joe.
State College. It's where Penn State University
is.
Yeah,
I'm only teasing because the screener put Safe College, and so we're laughing a little at that. What's the name of that movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
The original, number one during this week, 2003. You get the prize, sir. Thank you.